You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The flood of child sexual abuse cases filed under a new state law focused on Syracuse Thursday. A law firm that has been investigating cases of abuse in the Catholic Church has filed six cases against priests and the diocese. Attorney Jeff Anderson said statewide 262 cases have been filed, identifying 162 offenders, 60 of whom had never been made public before.
How many more are there here in the Diocese of Syracuse and across the state yet to be revealed? And every time a survivor, his or her secret is revealed, the offender is identified, the institution that made some conscious choices are held accountable in a way they never have before.
The Child Victims Act suspended statutes of limitations in a one-year window that started Wednesday, opening up the possibility for new lawsuits. Anderson says his firm has discovered that the Catholic Church has policies to hide abuse and protect priests in order to avoid scandal. Attorney Cynthia LaFave has handled the cases of some local survivors, who she says, because of this new law, have shifted power.
Because priests who had the ultimate power over these children and respected them, not only because they were taught to, but because their parents respected them so much, and they were told they could not tell the secrets while it was happening. They are now being freed of that burden.
They're asking the church to work with them to change policies in order to protect children from future abuse. Syracuse Bishop Douglas Lucia, in a letter to the people in the diocese, said he knew this was coming and said they would again suffer the pain of a sacred trust violated. He adds recent programs for victims' assistance, compensation, and protection of children will help guard against further abuse. For more on this and other local news stories, you could visit our website, waer.org.